Welcome to the Bad Movie Night Podcast, covering the worst movies you've never seen. We hope you enjoy listening to Bad Movie Night Podcast.
Everybody, welcome back to another exciting episode of the Bad Movie Night Podcast. My name's Chris, and we are wrapping up Patreon-tober, just like I said, with the 1983 action movie, Lone Wolf McQuaid.
The final showdown belongs to McQuaid. Lone Wolf McQuaid.
Yes!
So much good punching says.
Oh, man.
This movie, man.
I ruined a pair of jeans this weekend, and now I only have like this one.
Because you watched this movie.
You're trying to do too many roundhouse kicks. Yeah.
Was it the butt pee, Chris? He was just roundhousing everything, weren't you? He was in the yard roundhousing the rake, the tree, the barn.
I was using my hose like David Carradine showed me in that one thing.
Just don't use it in the closet.
A man died, Spivs.
Too soon.
A man died, okay? He was like 50, or almost 50 in this movie, but I'll save it because we'll get into it. Lone Wolf McQuaid, this is the end of Patreon Tember, like I said at the opening. Mm-hmm. It's been an interesting month so far, guys.
Mm-hmm. It has.
Frankly, I am disappointed.
Why are you disappointed?
These are the greatest movies.
Exactly. Paul is the only one who picked something that was ridiculous. Everybody else was like, "Gosh, this is I need you ridiculous. To talk about this," and it was fucking good. Spoiler alert. It's just when we are like talking about a good movie, it's like fucking hard to talk about for like 40
There's
minutes
lots of stuff well, to talk about.
I mean, we're gonna know if this is a good movie.
But you know what I'm saying? Like good, like there's only so many. You're like, you guys like that part where he did that? Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I think there's a lot to talk about in this movie.
I don't know. I mean, I got mad during this movie, and I'll get into it. We'll get into it.
Fair enough.
I have a whole list of grievances, which I don't know.
You just don't like Texas.
Is this Festivus?
I'll just say I made a short film yesterday with AJ, and it was a goddamn shit show. And it put me in a horrible mood when I started watching this movie.
Aww.
I'll save it. Save it. Serenity now. Okay, Patreon Temper. Wrapping it up. This is Irene's pick. She said, I picked it because Lindsay likes it, and she's the only one I like on the show, or something. Aww. I think it was along those lines. But if you're not a patron yet, I would consider joining, because we're going to continue the Patreon wheel once a month. So I think it'd probably be like the last week of the month. We'll pull from the Patreon wheel, and you get to put a movie on there. So consider
Do we have
it.
A catchy name for it? Like the time of the month or something weird like that. Actually, that's not very catchy.
For fuck's that's sake. Everything good. Goes everything is a perverted, like or not,
that's
not perverted.
That's
no,
nature,
but it's still
man.
It's it feels like it's like
that's
not
nature.
It's a nature, natural process. All right. Chris.
I'm not saying it's not. I agree. When, it's and I'm not
when the bad movie night wheel needs to shed its lining.
Goodness. You were the creepiest person on the show.
That's worse than butt pee.
That's way worse than butt pee.
This is why I
just
I don't
love how he said it
anymore.
Like in the you know, like the projector film school PSA narrator voice.
Yes, you would be good
it
at
was,
that.
It was very mature, Smith.
Well, thank you. That's why I'm here.
All right. Well, all that being said, patreon.com/badmovie.show. AJ, what is Lone Wolf McQuaid about?
Ow! JJ McQuaid is a Texas Ranger who plays by a set of his own rules.
I only have my own
Lone
rules.
Wolf McQuaid.
Dune, a beautiful woman comes between him and a local drug lord.
And beer. She's between me and my beer.
McQuaid becomes obsessed with trying to catch him.
And beer.
I'll catch her.
But to do so, McQuaid must break every law in the book. In the 1983 Laws propaganda epic, Lone Wolf McQuaid.
Radar for how tight Chuck Norris's pants are.
Pretty tight.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty tight.
We get those action shots with them, too.
Pretty tight premise hole you had there, too, AJ. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, say something creepy. Come on. Get it. I can't tell if he froze or
what. Is he frozen?
I think he did freeze. He did freeze.
Oh, hey!
What happened there?
That was a facial expression.
It's hard to tell. If you know him well, that was a pretty much a natural face for him. So,
is he stuck again?
I can't tell.
No, that's not like this legit. That's legit.
Then you fucker, move. Spiff.
He was stuck. He was stuck again.
Okay.
This is the best game ever.
Oh my god.
All right, we've done it. All right, let's move on. Do a history hole for 1983. Get a little context for the movie and the year it was released. Here we go. Are you
ready? For Aaron's history hole.
Aaron, it's not funny when you do it because we know you're faking.
All right, Lone Wolf McQuaid. Starring one Chuck Norris and David Carradine. This movie had a budget of approximately $5 million and on its opening weekend made back $4.2 million.
$100,000 per punch.
It
had a gross of $12.2 million, so this made them some money.
Wow.
Yeah. This is a good investment. Yeah. It was released on April 15th, 1983 in the States.
Nice.
It had a cool alternate title in the Philippines. It was A Man Without Fear. Which actually gives me an idea for an alternate title.
No, A Man Without Beer.
Yeah! All right, this film in El Paso, Texas. Damn it, Spiv. We've covered 1983 a few times before with films like Skullduggery.
He's the man.
You're the hunter from the future.
That quality.
And I Run Master.
I Run.
Oh, the one with Ian.
Yes. With Ian forging metal swords.
Correct. Right. Yes. So some other movies from that month in April 1983. Actually, you know what? We should look at the cover art for this film too, because there's a couple different covers.
Pretty awesome.
This one is pretty freaking badass. Mm-hmm. And then we have this one.
Oh. I've seen that one at the truck.
He's
stop.
A glamour shot.
That's like truck stop.
That looks fake
drawing
as fuck.
Right there.
Yeah,
it's like clickbait for truckers is what that is.
Look, he has mascara on.
Oh, I don't have the other one. Shoot. There's another one too, but I still think this one is just
that
killer.
Is the best.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that other one killer. Is just every Chuck Norris movie. You can entertain. Well,
and there was some pretty cool art that I found too in IMDb. Like, this is cool picture.
Oh, that's cool.
That's
cool.
That's
like Mad Max. I want a poster of that.
Well, they even got the mud makeout.
That's nice.
Oh, mud makeout.
The sex scene that wasn't a sex scene.
Right.
Oh.
But it was very dirty.
Sex scene needs nudity, okay?
Yes.
True. Sometimes love is enough. For me, at least.
Love will especially for Chuck.
Well, you got the tight hands.
Chuck Norris
can only
has
watch
a no nudity clause.
Do the work.
I can only watch so long of a Lifetime movie before I'm just worn out.
All right, so some movies from that month. We have Screwballs, which is basically a Canadian version of Porky's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can tell from the cover.
More maple syrup.
I wonder what that's like.
More free healthcare. But
the nuts.
And everyone says
score.
Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
Sorry.
What's that about? All right.
I was being a peeper.
I think I saw your tits, eh?
Oh, God.
There it is.
Liv's on a roll tonight.
On the roll.
It's he's on something.
He's such a hoser. He's like David Carradine.
Oh, we should have just done that. That'd be good.
He's like David Carradine. Nothing you ever want to hear.
Oh, God.
Oh, I just got it, too.
Oh,
this
man.
One looks like Street Fighter.
This is Liquid Sky.
Oh,
no, this is some sort of sci-fi film. It looks kind of cool. And then we also have from that month, we have, it sounds like a pretty cool month, actually. We have this, which I think we saw before.
Yeah, I know what movie
Return
that is.
Of Deadly
Spawn.
Aliens.
Called The Deadly Spawn, yes. It's like
is none of that in the
penis
movie?
Aliens.
Cool.
Rummers.
Oh, yeah, there's our penis aliens. I'm down.
Yeah.
You had me at penis. You had me at aliens.
Get up
together.
Down with penis.
Together.
Get
up. It's a down win-win.
All right. So, we're on cover. Back to this.
Like,
all right.
The
moving
cover
along.
Of Screwballs is him just like molesting this woman, or like
yeah, it's pretty terrible. Yeah.
That's the plot.
Oh, that's Porky's too.
That's true.
Pretty much.
Actually, I've never seen Porky's too, but I assume it's probably like that as well. There is
extra
a Porky's
Porky.
Too.
There's a Porky's 4. Up to, I think they did 4.
Did they skip 3?
Oh, man, you're a real fan.
They did
3. I'm not that big a fan. 3's okay, but 4 is really where they hit their stride.
Oh, man. So some movies from that year that made a shit ton of money. We have Return of the Jedi, Terms of Endearment.
Ah, what are those terms, by the way? Jesus,
hit bag.
Oh my God! What? Is that what your terms of endearment are? Right. Poor
I
Dawn.
They were titles at first.
Poor Dawn. Jesus. Oh, Jamie's giving
bitch.
Us some terms of endearment in the comments.
There you go.
There it is.
War Games, Trading Places, Octopussy, Sudden Impact, Staying Alive, Mr. Mom, and Risky Business.
Nice.
That's the one with the famous underwater fight sequence.
No. Mm. Octopussy, James Bond.
Yeah, where they fight underwater. Famous underwater fight sequence. That's Thunderball.
Oh,
Thunderball. Yeah, with
the
spear guns.
Never saw it. Don't care about James Bond.
God damn it, Chris. We're going to change
the Sean Connery ones.
Oh. All right. Okay, so trying to keep this moving along. We have our director, who is Steve Carver. Who died actually in January of this year.
Mm-hmm.
But he only had 16 director credits. He directed a film called Bulletproof, which we totally need to check
Wayans?
Out. Huh?
And Adam Sandler?
Not that.
No. Oh, I don't
that was
have
the remake,
movie,
Chris. That was the remake.
I don't have the pictures low loaded. Shoot.
Okay, just pretend you're the cover of the movie. Bulletproof.
There it is.
Make the face.
I'd watch it.
It's basically just Gary Busey with a target over his eyeball.
Okay.
It sounds kind of cool.
It's
got
pretty
Busey.
Good Gary Busey, yeah.
You had me at eyeball.
You were there with ball. You just hear balls and you're That's like, true. Oh, I'm there. All right. We have An Eye for an Eye, which is a Chuck Norris film, which looks badass. And the cover is badass as well.
Put it on the list. Right.
Yes. We have The Wolves, which looks fun. And Big Bad Mama.
Yeah.
Have you heard of that?
Movie. Fuck yes. That's a great movie.
It looks pretty all cool. Right. We should probably check that out.
Scott, what's his face? Fuck, never mind.
Eddie Murphy?
No. Okay, maybe I'm thinking.
Is it Fred
Murphy?
Williamson?
Yeah, Fred Williamson. That's who I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Maybe I'm wrong, though.
It looks cool. It sounds pretty interesting. It's got William Shatner
had covers
and,
the whole time?
And Tom Skerritt.
Going on there.
That's not what
Angie
I'm thinking
Dickinson,
of.
Angie Dickinson, William Shatner. Mm-hmm.
There might be boobs in this movie.
None of that's in the movie, but it looks
there
good.
Are.
That's
there
none
are.
Of it's in the movie.
William Shatner.
We have The Wolves.
Oh, wow.
Nature is a way.
Which looks pretty cool.
Bad Photoshop. Gonna be some bad CG blips for sure.
We gotta go to Dadon's laser disc.
Laser disc.
Watch that shit.
Yes.
Sweet.
La Dong's? Dadon's. Oh.
Dadon's.
You just read what you want to see.
An eye for an eye. That looks badass, too.
That is badass.
Oh, that looks pretty cool.
That looks cool.
Yeah. We pretty much just need to check.
Chuck Norris in that? I don't know.
We have to check all these out. And then, of course, you have the Busey.
Chuck Norris is like a born again Christian. What is it? Born again?
Found again. I'm a lost and found Christian.
I lost my Christian. Now I found it.
I found Jesus in a cereal box.
Just found
right, bulletproof. Just, yes, looks
right
pretty
there.
Cool too.
It was in his heart all along, AJ.
Mm-hmm.
That's where fair. He found it.
What's that? Boom. All right, so, okay, keep moving along. Writers for this were B.J. Nelson, who wrote the screenplay, who has 6 writing credits. He wrote Scanners 2, Scanners 3, and Shadow Chaser, which has been on our list.
We watched Project Shadow Chaser, didn't we?
Did you?
Didn't
no.
we watch that?
Yeah, I think we did.
No, we didn't.
I don't know.
No, we didn't. We have
all this blend together.
Yeah.
It's got Brian.
We also have HK Dial, who wrote
Aaron's
the story.
Aaron's having a stroke again.
It's 4 credits, but mostly for Project Eliminator, which sounds pretty cool. Our cinematographer was Roger Shearman with 7 credits for cinematography. Didn't recognize any of his other works. And he has also 42 credits as a camera operator. I didn't really have any issues with any of his work in this film. But our music was by Francesco De Masi.
The music's
Italian.
Who has 137 composer credits, all for mostly for Italian films that I have no idea what they're about. But I would watch them just for the music based on this. That's it. It's time for the other hole.
Goodness.
All right, Aaron, thank you for that history hole. That was a great history hole, Aaron. Thank you.
Share my screen.
Nice transition. All
right, and now we journey onwards into the rabbit hole. Brace yourselves.
It's time for the rabbit hole. Grab your rope and your galoshes and prepare to dive deep into your host's wealth of knowledge with more connections than a LinkedIn recruiter or a Wikipedia editor on a 5-day nut bender. Here's your host, Lindsay Washburn.
See it?
Bam!
Awesome.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Here is our movie for tonight. We got nice Lone beard. Wolf McQuaid. Now, there was a lot of avenues I could have gone off on this movie, so I tried several, but I think this one was the most interesting. Maybe? I don't know. We'll find out.
We'll be the judge of that.
Okay. You guys will be the judge of that. Okay.
We'll judge harshly.
Lone Wolf McQuaid. And one of the people that stars in it is this guy.
Yeah.
Hugh Jones as Dakota. And this guy
awesome.
Has had such a prolific career, not just as an actor, but as a producer, a director. He's written things. And
I like his hair. I'd make a pillow out of that.
Right?
He looks like
that
Cole
would
Sanders.
Be a comfortable pillow. You stuff a...
He was in Casino. He played the chairman. You know, he had the cowboy boots and makes him go through his little
remember that.
Licensing
Never
hearing
made it the
thing.
Whole way through that movie.
Oh, it's so good. Such a good movie.
I thought he played Sharon Stone, but okay.
Yeah.
The hair.
He won
hair
the Oscar for it.
That's the hair.
He was in The Wild Bunch. Sam Peckinpah's Wild Bunch.
Classic.
And he also was the director, screenwriter, and producer of A Boy
really?
And His Dog.
No way.
Wow.
Yeah, that really shocked me.
Wow.
That
an
really
R-rated, awesome. Rather kinky tale of
it's,
survival.
Oh, it's an in, very, very interesting movie. Very, very interesting movie. Has Don Johnson in it as the boy, and the dog talks to him throughout it. I think he's the only one that can hear the dog.
That's the one with like all women, right?
No, he's like, it's like a dystopian wasteland, but then there's like this underground society that's like normal life, and there's like earth and there's trees and buildings. It's very weird, very weird. But this movie served as inspiration for a little film called Mad Max.
What's this about?
A guy and his dog going on revenge. But that movie starred Mel Gibson, of course, went on to star in a few sequels, things like that. And Mel Gibson also starred in a movie, I think it was the year 2000, called The Patriot.
Yep.
Do you remember this movie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Famous.
It was like American Braveheart.
Yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
much.
It had Heath Ledger in it as his son.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, I remember cannonballs like blowing people's legs off and shit.
Yeah, that was
the British were
the
angry
part.
About how they were being portrayed in this.
Yeah. they were portrayed very, very stupidly, very and pretty brutal as well.
Yeah,
very, very brutal. Like they burned a bunch of people in a church and some shit. It was brutal. Yeah, but 2 years before this film, there was another movie called The Patriot, starring. Steve Seagal.
Oh, the real patriot.
And to tie this whole thing up in a nice little bow, guess who was the co-star of this film?
Chuck Norris.
No way. Of course. The 6 degrees of this guy.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's the rabbit hole.
That's so cool.
That was a good one.
The Patriot. Steven Seagal. Man, God damn.
I get so many Steven Seagal videos on YouTube now. It's absurd. Yep. There's always one new one popping up. I just watched one where Ed Norton was talking about Steven Seagal.
Oh, God. Like, there's so many stories about him.
Oh, are any of them positive?
No.
No. Well, I mean, positive to hear because they make him look like a jackass. Yeah.
Yeah. So. He's just so crazy.
But I was very surprised that guy wrote and directed Boy and His Dog. That really took me by
surprise.
I need
to watch that. I feel like I have watched it. Like, I knew what that movie was, but it's not what I was thinking
I've heard
head,
of it, but
so
I've never seen
it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That was a brisk rabbit hole.
Yes, it was very quick and short. So.
Okay. All right. Then we will move on. And talk about Lone Wolf McQuade. Here we go. Hey everyone, this is Chris, and just reminding you, in the still of tonight, to go to patreon.com/badmovienightshow and sign up. For $2 a month, you get access to the exclusive bonus podcast pre-show, as well as other bonuses. That's patreon.com/badmovienightshow. Okay. Lone Wolf McQuade. AJ, what did you think?
Lone Wolf McQuade, what did I think? Okay. Where do you start? I mean, this thing was ridiculously amazing. When I first started, I was really worried. I didn't want to watch it. I was like, Chuck Norris. But man, as it went on, I was just pulled in. I was addicted. I was along for the ride.
Addicted to the Norris.
I was addicted. And then we have Carradine, who actually shows up to act. Who we could say is probably the best actor in the movie. Surprisingly, I was like, damn, Carradine used to be so fucking good at acting. it was a fun ride. I mean, it had everything. It had everything you wanted. Here, I'm going to read a note. I wrote a note down.
Oh, God, wow.
I can only practice firing my weapon when shirtless. My chest hair is the most masculine thing that I have.
Is this a poem about Chuck Norris?
It is. I started to get inspired. Here. Yeah, I liked it. I was here for it. It just got better and better as it went on.
All right. Lindsay.
Of course. There's a reason this is my favorite B movie. It's got everything. It's got two giants in this kind of movie. It's got David Carradine. It's got Chuck Norris. It's got so much great stuff in it to talk about. It's fun. It's got crazy stuff in it. It's very entertaining. Yes. Love it.
Spiv.
You know I like this movie, Chris. No, I'm not a big Chuck Norris fan, but this one, he went to another level.
What level was that?
What level was that?
Almost up to like Arnold.
What? Bro, you chopped out. It was too good. We couldn't hear it.
No. I mean, everything was. It was good. Oh, am I on? What?
You're good, man.
You're fine now. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you might need to put some more internet juice in your internet over there, because that shit's running on empty or something.
I don't know. That's not called the paint fumes. I don't know.
Oh, the paint fumes. Rebecca, what'd you think?
I really liked it. I thought it was a lot of fun. It got a little long. I didn't think an hour and 45 minutes was necessary. There are a couple of things that you could cut out. But I think it definitely had one of my favorite lines of the year. And that was... I forget what his name was. The Colonel Sanders.
Old man.
Dakota.
Dakota.
Yeah. Mm. He said, "How'd you like to bite that in the butt, develop lockjaw, and be dragged to death?"
Death.
Yeah.
What the fuck? That sounds like something Spiv would say, actually. Never mind.
My hair is starting to go. So.
I had to go back and listen to it a couple times. So, like, that is just... poetry.
Okay. What a sentiment.
Very inspiring movie, apparently, about poetry. Aaron, what did you think?
I hated this fucking movie. No, I loved it. It was really fun. I don't like Chuck Norris really either. I can't say I've ever really appreciated much of his work, but this movie, at times you think it's going to go all serious, and you're like, oh, this is an actual movie. And then, like, a wall spins around, and there's a little person in a wheelchair, like with guys with guns, and you're just like, yeah, never mind. It's not going to be serious at all. So it just balances that perfect where it's not like super goofy, but it's goofy at the weirdest of times. And it's just so many explosions. I swear to God, they blew up half of El Paso to make this film. And I think like they used their entire quota of kicks and punches. I swear to God, like perfect. Really enjoyed it.
Okay. I was in a bad frame of mind when I watched this movie.
Oh, Chris.
No, I just hold on, people. All right, hold on. I was in a very bad frame of mind because I shot a film and it was disappointing and I was upset. So I put on Lone Wolf McQuade. And I will say, for the first 9 minutes of this movie, I was like, what? What? This is unbelievably, like, this is some fucking good shit going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets to where I thought it was going to get to, but not in a bad way. It's just that, like,
it's predictable. Yeah.
It's just like Chuck Norris is like a god of like, I just kill everybody. Mm-hmm. There's 42 people. It don't matter. I'm 4'5", but I can kill everyone. And it's like, it's funny, but the like, it went to
camp. Does.
But before the first 9 minutes, it was like seriously good filmmaking.
Yeah.
And so I don't really have anything bad to say about this movie. It's a fun-ass time. Chuck Norris was actually better than I was expecting. I'll get into that. David Carradine showed up, and he cared, which is something weird.
Yeah,
like,
I was shocked.
When does that Hand of Fate or that fucking whatever movie where he has the power glove was like late 80s, and he's so goddamn drunk in that. So it's like,
Future
I don't know
Force.
What... Future Force. He's like, and like, I don't know what happened in that like 5 years, because this was like...
I want to know if it was like peer pressure of having Chuck Norris there that he was like, come on, David, you got to be with me.
I read in the Wikipedia that like they wanted to have this really good fight scene and they took 4 days to film that last fight scene. So like they were both committed to doing this. And they were like, David Carradine was almost 50 and Chuck Norris was like early 40s during this movie. When they introduce him, though, he looks badass.
Yeah,
he looks like a cowboy.
The scope. Yeah, I thought this was going to be a Western at first. Like,
I
mean, it is a Western in a way.
It is a Western.
But like an older.
Like a 60s Western, you know, like.
Mm-hmm. Cowboys, actual cowboys.
Yeah.
Does that horse have a supercharger?
So much to talk about. I'm really excited to jump into topics on this.
Yeah, I mean, I have a bunch of negative shit to say then. But it's nothing about this movie. And we can get into it then. I have a whole like list.
But it's
not just
about
like,
this movie.
And I think it was mostly because of my frame of mind, but like I'll get into it later. I don't even know if I'm up for it. It's just so it was like anyways. That's all I have to say about this movie. Like I got nothing else. Like, it was good.
Shut up.
I don't have anything. Okay, this is what I wrote down.
Some notes here.
Okay, I just say I like when my heroes are deeply flawed alcoholic has-beens instead of superheroes. You know, put Michael Madsen in this role, I would probably like it more because it would be stupid.
Well,
he's
kind of an alcoholic.
He is, but I don't believe it. I don't buy it for a moment, Lindsay.
He just likes his beer.
But he's very, like, I'm going to do this alone, and that's what gets him in trouble, is when he tries to do things alone. He learns to work with other people, so he does have an arc. He does have
beer power.
He has an
arc. Needs beer power. Powered by his
arc. That was definitely a Popeye reference, man.
Right?
Buried under the ground in his vehicle, and he dumps beer on his face and then spits it out.
I mean, what was that supposed to accomplish? What do you feel like with Chuck Norris? Like, he is such an awful actor, right? Like, his deliveries are
the thing.
So flat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, but the
so
thing
flat.
Is, and
no
this
affect.
Didn't matter. It didn't matter.
This is why I respect Chuck Norris, is he knows he's a bad actor. He knows. He's admitted it. That he's admitted as much in interviews. There's a quote about this movie where he was asked about David Carradine's karate or martial arts abilities, and he said they're about as good as my acting abilities. Mm. Is what he said.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Man.
So he's like Billy Blanks, where Billy Blanks is good at the kick
punches.
He's
better than Billy Blanks at acting.
He's like Billy Beers.
Billy Beers.
That's what we're gonna call him.
Billy.
He kind of fits more in this role because he's supposed to be the.
He fits great in this role. He looks like a Texas Ranger.
Yeah, he's doing the Clint Eastwood
thing. He's not supposed to be emotional or...
I think Chuck Norris thinks he is a Texas Ranger.
The makers of this movie sued the makers of Walker Texas Ranger for ripping their idea off.
Wow. And about that show? He seems like he's always a Texas Ranger.
Wait, they should bring that back where he's just using a walker.
Walker, Texas.
They could do that now. He's like 85 or something.
Yeah, right? 81, I think.
I mean, why would you, like, he's just a Texas Ranger. Like, there's a show, he's just a Texas Ranger. You can't really sue
for
that,
there's
can you?
Yeah, but there's that history of
exactly
Texas Rangers.
The same.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris, he's a cowboy. That's what he is.
Although what is
cowboy? A cowboy first, a cop second.
What is a Texas Ranger? I don't even know what that is.
It's
like state police, right?
But even more.
Don't they track down fugitives, basically?
Yes.
Like, they go after, like, people on the run for the state of Texas.
Yeah. Oh,
don't worry. The quiz is about Texas Rangers.
Ooh, oh, cool. We should save it then. It's going to be great.
Yay!
So I wrote down, this is an old man movie.
It's
like, everything is like, is. I got my truck, I got my beer.
Everything's covered.
Yeah. I got my women.
I got my women.
I like, I wrote down, my truck is better than yours. Because they literally have like, a fucking masculine truck drive through the desert, and he had to
got
show
turbo.
Him that his truck was better by towing his truck when he
got
stuck.
Yeah, he had
stuck.
To push the.
Right.
This
and,
is like, is this
that was
necessary?
The FBI guy too? So it was like,
yep. And did you also catch when
I
they're
must
at
be an old
the?
Man.
It was like at the fairgrounds or wherever where they had the dance, and he went up to ask for a beer, and they named off like Heineken and all these mm-hmm. foreign beers. He's like, no, thank you.
Yeah.
And she was
gonna
like,
drink that
bottom shelf for him.
Dude, like, Chuck Norris in this movie is breaking more laws than David Carradine's character.
I know.
Like, he's literally just like going to places and murdering people.
Yeah, how many people have murdered in this movie?
This
right?
is crazy.
Chakotay punches the guy coming in. He's like, yeah, you're learning, kid.
You should be in jail. You should be in
pops
jail.
Pops out of the car and just starts swinging. Like, what's going
on?
Well, what? He goes home and he, like, cleans out his trash and then he just, like, throws it in his yard. Like, what is that?
That's how you live in the desert, Chris.
Yeah.
He's at home.
Was that you yesterday, Chris, while filming?
You're like, this is all trash. No, it's trash. That's what I'm doing trash. Digitally with my movie right now. Yes. Deleting the files. That's the stuff, though. That's the stuff that was upsetting to me. The scene that pushed me over the edge.
Was the dog?
Was this.
Oh,
no, I didn't
so
care
funny.
About the fucking dog. I didn't care about the dog. This.
That.
That was a sex scene where they couldn't show a sex scene.
So it was rated PG in the
I mean, have you ever made out in mud, Chris?
It wasn't the sex. It was just, it all compounded for me. And I wrote down, country life, and I have to reiterate this, country life is deeply unappealing to me.
Country life?
Yes.
You're in Texas.
And then I wrote down a whole bunch of stuff that was upsetting.
Oh my God.
Dusty. Denim. Ammo. Horses. Line dancing. Tight jeans tucked into shirts. Sweat. Cowboy hats.
Oh my gosh. The sweat was ridiculous
yes.
They were
in this
so
movie.
Sweaty.
It wasn't
just
sweat,
constant.
It was beer. He just kept pouring beer on his face.
Pit stains, old man fights, overalls, bowl cuts, mud, fights. Hoses, horses, trailer wheels, mountains, hairy chests, sand, and sunburns.
Hairy chests.
Hairy chests.
I was just getting real mad watching all this.
Yeah.
He's
you
always
have it out.
He's always fucking sweaty and shit. It's like,
but it's all
live
about,
like this.
But then
it's all
dusty.
About, yes, and it's all about a man's role and having respect for other men. Because his daughter's
America.
Boyfriend is like an army in the army, and he's like, you know, sir, I heard you were in the Marines and had the Silver Star and all of this stuff. So he's very respectful towards her father, and that's why he does what he does when he gets killed. You know, he's got to get out there with his gun and try to take care of business, and that's what starts everything where it's wrapped up in this weapons trafficking plot.
Yeah.
Yeah,
man.
Maybe we should go over the plot a little bit. That would be probably helpful. Since Chris has already rattled off
I'm
his
upset again.
List of
I'm upset again. My grievances.
The plot is questionable.
Go ahead, Aaron. Tell us a little bit about the plot, then.
Go ahead, Aaron.
No, I don't want to do
You know,
that.
Aaron, why don't you unpack this?
I'm,
okay,
I'm steering it.
It's
Lindsay
the,
brought
it's
it up.
Your,
make her do
I
it.
Can,
shit.
I can talk about the plot.
That's your standard.
So
the wolf needs a partner.
Yeah.
Oh, look, he's mansplaining to you.
But just like Chuck Lindsay, Norris.
Let me just explain this.
Yeah, let me check this
is an old man movie, and
I'm the old man.
Get out of the side,
sweetie.
And I'm the authority on Batman. He's old man-splaining to you.
Go ahead, Lindsay.
No, but you know, he's a lone wolf. He needs to have a partner, but he bucks that, and he's got the lieutenant that's always, you know, riding him, which is very cliche cop movie.
Whoa! I would have been way more invested in this
Not
movie.
Not that way.
But he's riding his coattails.
His daughter and her boyfriend are parked, and they end up seeing something they're not supposed to see, which is this robbing of guns that were supposed to go to an army base. Yeah. And when they see this, the boyfriend gets murdered and the daughter gets injured. And through investigating where he's not supposed to, because the Federales come in, he starts on this line of investigating and going after David Carradine, who is smuggling these weapons into Mexico. So that's how they start to become adversaries. And they fight over the same woman.
They go into Mexico and murder everybody.
Yep.
And they come back heroes.
After yep. he's shepherded as the hero before he enters Mexico.
Oh, scene, this is like so
and the woman is brutally murdered in front of his eyes.
Yeah. But they just move on.
Yep.
These movies, man. Like,
I'm confused about the setup with his daughter and this woman. Is that his ex-wife or something? Or his
yes.
mother?
I think so.
Yes, his ex-wife.
Because he's always working. His life is the job. He doesn't have time for a real life. He is married to the job.
How old is his daughter? Because you could tell me she's 35 and you could tell me she's 16. And
how old is his ex-wife? Because she looks like she's about 75.
It's her hair's not doing any favors. No. She's got granny hair. Give me the granny cut.
She's got to be 80 years old.
No. Look,
I'd say the daughter's probably 19.
She's probably 18, 19.
Yeah. Maybe the wife's 40-ish.
You know a lot about older women. What do you think?
Yeah.
Worked for me. Worked for me, this old lady. She's either a grandma, a mom, or something. I don't know. I can't tell. I guess all a little bit of both. All the above.
Is that
because
of
the sand? You got to have that short hair to keep it in the sand under control.
She wants to get a job, or she did get it. She got a job in another town and wants to move out to get to take the job, and Chuck says no.
No.
He she says, well, okay, I'll stay.
No, she doesn't say she'll stay.
That's America.
They know, does. No, they end up moving. No.
They do end up moving
go.
At the end.
Well,
but
he tells her that
want
she can't
to.
Go. But she
no, he doesn't tell her she can't go. He tries to convince her to stay, but he doesn't say you can't do it. I mean, it would be hard. Like, your daughter's leaving. You wouldn't want that, right?
Yeah, I mean, especially when it's just, like, thrown at you out of nowhere.
Yeah.
That's
like,
a,
oh, by the way, we're leaving in
situation.
2 weeks. Yeah. So, I get it. And then his daughter gets really seriously injured with a boo-boo on her head.
Why don't they kill her, too?
Because
it'd be too dark for Chuck Norris to live in this movie.
He can only kill men.
Well, I mean, they tried. They pushed the car off the cliff.
That's true.
Yeah, which looked like a
She's
lot
made
worse
of that
than
hardy
getting
Chuck
mowed
Norris
down by
stock.
An Uzi.
Right?
A silent Uzi, no less.
They blow the wolf
How does
away.
That work?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, they
what,
shoot
What's with
stock.
These movies? And like, I mean, I guess it's like an 80s action movie thing, but everyone always has an Uzi, and they're always just gunning down everybody with the
oh
Uzi.
Oh, my God.
Like,
when Chuck
Uzis
Norris gets the Uzi
in
the beginning,
movie.
And he just gets everything. And
like,
it goes
yeah. them down.
Up and down and mowing everybody.
Like, that's
the
how
spray
all
was just
are.
Insane. Oh, I wish we had that scene.
But there were some really cool
kicked
fist
my father's
fights in this.
That opening scene is
there
the
were.
Best.
I mean, I enjoyed. I thought the gun sequence scene for like a movie this kind was pretty on point. I really liked what I referred to as Chuck Norris's dick gun, which is the sawed off shotgun
yes!
that puts down urine and throws stuff away in his yard and it evaporates. I mean, that was like fucking
that's
awesome.
How he gets, that's how he gets rid of
He's
all this
just
trash.
He's literally
pile.
Shooting people with his dick in this movie. Can it get any more like
so
you
this
know,
movie's a metaphor for his masculinity?
And he's against racism. He fights against racism
is.
As
True.
Well.
True.
Because his partner and the federal guy, they have to deal with racism. Chuck's like, no, you're my guy, so we're cool.
He's infallible. He's the perfect person.
I felt bad for the FBI agent because he keeps getting shot in the gut every day.
Yeah, yeah, he's invincible. Yeah. I'm sure he would die during the last sequence, but no, then he shows up in time for the
credits. They just give him a beer.
Just pour some beer on it.
You got Chakotay from Star Trek Voyager showing up.
He's so young in this.
has the young cop that Chuck shepherds, I guess. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, but actually it's more like the young cop pursues him because he rises. Yeah. He rises has to figure a way into this relationship somehow.
All right, well, let's talk about David Carradine, the elephant in the room. Okay.
I read that he was supposed to be Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
Really?
Really?
It was going to be like this big, huge rematch thing because...
Enter the Dragon, right?
They were both Enter the Dragon,
I mean, Carradine was amazing in this, frankly. Like, wait, every scene he was barely on screen. Like,
what, you mean Chuck Norris was supposed to be Bruce Lee?
No, Carradine was supposed to be Bruce Lee.
Right.
That ending fight
would have
been awesome.
Play bad guys ever? I didn't think he did.
At least that's what year did he die? 84, Ava?
Around that time, man.
81?
Okay.
Pretty close,
Well, I was, like we said, I was surprised. Carradine has some moves, right?
He was sober.
He was great.
He looked pretty good.
He was great.
But what I don't get here, like, okay, we learn about this woman, and she's, like, happy and smiling there, but, like, Carradine killed her husband and has, like, kidnapped her.
Yeah, they kind of throw that in at the end. His partner.
And it's not, like, ever through the movie until the end when she's dying, and she literally says it, like, the last few words before she dies.
Yeah, it was like a big...
Oh, by the way.
By the way!
I wasn't really sure about her most of the movie. I didn't know if you could trust her or not, or what her...
throughout the film.
Right.
That didn't... Bruce Lee died in 1973, is what Sean says, so I don't know.
Maybe that rumor's not true, then.
She shows up and cleans... Chuck's house.
She throws away all his weird beer.
Tries to put him on vitamins and supplements.
Like, I got my vitamin beer.
Why is this movie so good to you, Lindsay? What's it about?
It's because it has everything. It's got both, Chuck Norris and David Carradine. That factor right there alone.
Wait, so Carradine is a positive for you?
Yeah, because he's, like, not falling down drunk. This was one of the last roles he did until before he started going downhill. Mm. And he's really good in it. He doesn't get a lot of screen time, but the screen time he does get, you know, he uses it very well. And we just watched it all the time when I was a kid. We just thought it was so cool, the different fights. And, like, when at the beginning the guy says, your dad was a Texas Ranger and he kicked my teeth out. And then Chuck Norris kicks his teeth out. There's the one fight at the fair where the guy comes at him with a bottle and Chuck Norris just grabs his hand and just crushes it. And the guy just goes down to his knees.
It's funny.
Yes. So good.
Chuck Norris is really short, though, right?
Like, no, he's like 5'10".
Oh, really? I thought he was okay. All right, I thought he was like 5'5 or something. Okay, 5'10's fine. Who am I thinking of that's really short then? Isn't there some...
Tom Cruise?
Mark Wahlberg?
Tom Cruise is who I always mix up.
Yeah,
I mix up Tom Cruise and Chuck Norris.
Sylvester Stallone isn't very tall.
He's 5'10 too, I think.
Is he?
Yeah, I was looking up.
Not that short.
I'm 5'9 and 3/4.
You think of, you know, a big dude like Sylvester Stallone, you think he's really tall too.
Yeah. Camera trickery makes everything look bigger.
Can I get the Hogwarts... for you. Enter that platform, who knows. Anyways,
that's my other podcast, Chris.
William Sanderson is in this movie as well, which he was a little bit unrecognizable until I heard the voice. And I was like, oh shit.
He almost explodes from Blade Runner. Truck explodes.
Yeah. He was good.
Glasses, man.
The music in this, man, was something.
It was really good.
It was like
Ennio Morricone meets Tangerine Dream or something like that.
Yeah. You'd have like these like spaghetti Western moments, which fit well because it's kind of like a Western-y story at times. And sometimes it's so over the top. But then like the tone shifts were so fucking weird. Like when the bad guys come into their base, it all of a sudden turns to like James Bond spy music. I'm like, oh shit, this is like a Bond movie now. And there were those Bond movie moments.
Yeah,
like there were like the guy in the chair and stuff. Like they were very like,
when he would come into his office and he's like, oh, hello. Yeah.
And the James Bond music would come on. I'd be like, oh, this is like a James Bond film. And then like at the end when they're doing that epic fight, there's like this gothic organ. And I'm like, I don't even know what to think about this at all. Another whole new level of dimension that I wasn't expecting.
Like, overall, the music was amazing. It reminded me a lot of like Once Upon a Time in the West.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, it had some of those themes like the Sergio Leone Western scores.
Definitely.
All right, let me play some of the music.
Do you have that the end fight sequence music?
That is nice. I do not have any more music, AJ.
Another reason why I've always liked it is because it has all those things like the music and stuff, and that nobody talks about it. It did okay at the box office. It wasn't a bomb. It wasn't a flop, but nobody talks about it is the other reason
why. It's definitely not a bad movie.
Chuck Norris factor.
Everything's pretty good. Like, it's shot well. The fights are all
very
confident.
But I mean, even
well-paced.
In like you know, a lot of channels and stuff that do more action stuff, that do martial arts stuff, this is one that's not highly talked about.
Yeah, if they're gonna play Chuck Norris, they'll do like Missing in Action.
Yeah.
Or Delta Force.
I mean, the end like sequence was pretty crazy. Like, I thought it was gonna end a couple times earlier than it had.
I thought
too. When he got in that bulldozer, I was like, dude, you can't, Chuck Norris in any vehicle is going to beat you. Like, it's just not going to, you know, this is like, look at this, the duel, we are right here.
Right, that's so awesome.
Dude, Chuck Norris gets buried underground in his truck and he uses his super beer powered truck nitros to drive out from underneath the ground and be burned out.
That was fucking awesome.
Amazing.
And that, and only that, is what weakens Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
The lack of beer, and he goes down for a little bit before returning.
He's definitely driven by beer.
And then throwing grenades to blow up fucking David Carradine.
He runs right at David Carradine.
And the building.
Yeah, because evidently it's in David Carradine's contract that he cannot lose a fist fight, so they had to blow him up with a grenade.
I was wondering about that. That was such a weird ending. I was like, is he still alive? Because I think there's like a shot where you see him on the ground later on from like the air. It looked like it was him.
What a fucking loser. Just die.
So the dog death didn't
literally went out
to
your yard and slapped around a hose.
Sad.
So.
Never fuss with a dude's dog.
It's like we can put everything else in this movie, but the dog's what's going to get everybody.
We didn't even see the dog. We saw it like a second, and then they like blew it away. And
his,
it was like,
his daughter gets kidnapped, and who knows what else. But the dog dies.
The best, though,
is
when he's heartbroken because he thinks the girl betrayed him and stuff, and, you know, everyone got shot up. And he goes and he starts shooting his gun, and there's a heart drawn on the target.
What? I didn't see that.
Oh, man.
He's so heartbroken.
That's the same sequence where he kicks the shed down. I was like, in slow motion. Fuck that shed.
That's awesome.
Jumped in there and knocked it over. I was like, yes.
Classic Chuck.
If they would have showed like him like loving the dog or something, didn't love the dog.
It was a working relationship.
He's a lone wolf.
He's not capable of love. He's like Steven Seagal. Yeah. He's too manly for love.
Yeah.
Like, there's a moment where, like, his old man boyfriend dies, and then he, like, is sad, and he goes to his bed, and then his girlfriend's there, and she's like, what's wrong, Chuck? And he's like,
nothing.
I'm too manly to talk about my feelings.
Give me another beer.
Give me a beer. I'm like, all right, whatever. Like, maybe fucking take a shower. Okay, that's what I was thinking.
He's very greasy through this whole thing.
So dirty the whole time.
Wears the same thing. It's like when he shows up to the thing in, was it Houston, whatever. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he's
like
just dirty. He's got like a dirty blanket.
Yeah. It's like, dude, take a shower.
And then after all this, he learns that, of course, his job is more important than his family. Fuck your faces. I'm out, bitches.
Right?
Like, he's like, but there's hostages.
There's hostages.
Tough shit, Grandma.
Yeah, man. Like, this movie was like some, like, you know.
Man.
It was solid gold, AJ.
It's like, he's the worst bad guy. He just murders indiscriminately.
Yeah. You think what happened is, like, all these guys grew up watching these movies in the 80s? And then they just joined like the police force and then lived out these fantasies from these movies. Like, that's my theory
running
after
this. He's not a police
officer.
He's a fucking Texas Ranger.
He's a Texas Ranger.
Well, that's the thing. He's a cowboy as well. It's like the triple threat here. Mm-hmm. We're combining them all into one thing.
He's
unstoppable.
He's misunderstood. He's a lone wolf, powerhouse, beer drinking man.
Son of a bitch.
And those pants don't get any tighter, okay, guys?
I read this
those
was
the
first
special
movie he had a beard.
Really? Was it?
Before that, it was just a
Does
mustache.
He have a face underneath that thing?
Dude, that beard, he looks like fucking...
Yeah, he looks good there.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's wearing the special Chuck Norris fighting pants.
This would have been cool if it was a Western.
Action
and
pants?
Action pants. That's what
and they overdubbed his voice with Clint Eastwood's or something. But he just looked like that. That'd be cool.
When it first started, I was like, oh man, this might just be a Western. I got really excited about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was in a modern.
It was a modern Western. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a modern Western. It was, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, this is modern. Yeah. All right. Anything else? Like beer sprays everywhere. What the fuck, dude?
I think this is going to open up the door to some Chuck Norris stuff is what's going to happen.
I kind of feel like it has for me. Yeah. Mm.
But we got to be careful because we do this. We get really pumped about these action movies and we love them. And then we fall into this action whole routine and it's just bad for everybody.
AJ?
It's like an addiction. It's like this addiction we're in. It's not good.
Every time a Chuck Norris door opens, a window opens with fucking Michael Madsen. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Oh, no.
With all the other guys.
You got Michael
there?
Madsen crawling through your back window.
He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people.
Take a Tom
right?
Sizemore or Michael Madsen.
You're interchangeable. Snatching your beer up, snatching your drugs. All right, let's see if I have any other notes here.
Ooh, Carradine's license plate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what is that?
Karate.
With a C.
With a C.
Oh, yeah, that was so good. Karate.
I wrote
they
down
pan in on it perfectly.
I don't have that. I'm sorry. I wrote down his desk disgusts me. Do you know what that means?
Oh yeah, McQuaid's desk when he goes into his office, it's just full of crap, and he's got his feet up on it.
And they had the old guy doesn't know how to use computers.
Oh, thing. That was great. Yeah. Oh, that was great on the hacking into the computer in 1983.
I got the passwords from the library.
Oh, Chris, here's the license plate.
Oh, that one
didn't
work.
It's that easy, guys, back then. There was no security.
Huh?
Share it. Okay, go ahead. And I wrote down, she gets right on that Chuck train. Because the woman, like, immediately is like...
Can you share it?
All in.
All in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you, Chris?
No.
Chris doesn't like cowboys.
Dirty shower.
Doesn't like Chuck Norris. Yeah.
Well, he took a shower before that scene.
I don't like Chuck Norris. I'll say that.
It had to be an alien monster for Chris to be excited about it.
Karate.
That's so
no,
cool.
it's there's just no charisma to him. He makes it not as fun for me.
Yeah, so it's weird to me because like occasionally like when they're not showing his face and he's talking, it like works really well. But then when it turns to his face and his delivery is just so flat, I'm just like, oh my god.
Yeah, like because
he's a man. Men don't show emotion.
Usually, he's the best when it's just totally like Chuck Norris camp levels, like Invasion USA. Yeah. That's when he's at his peak.
That makes
when
sense.
It's just him, little one-liners here and there, and that's all he says.
Yeah. Okay.
Expendables
I don't know. Carradine has charisma, so I like him in this.
Yeah.
Chuck Norris is good at fighting and stuff. He looks cool. It's just like, I don't know, he's kind of dull. Like, I would rather just have Roddy Piper in there getting slapped around, but being fun. David Carradine, like, just smacking him around.
Yeah, who would you trade him out for? If you kept
Carradine
every...
Gary
Carradine.
Fucking Daniels. Monkeys eat bananas. I would love it. And he's a fucking Texas Ranger and he still has that accent shit. Sign me up.
I would have liked to see Carradine play both roles.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Carradine versus Carradine.
Oh, he has a twin. Oh, man. That
That's
sweet.
The movie that
he
makes.
Wears dark glasses versus no glasses.
Nice. All right. Anything else with the lone wolf McQuaid?
I don't think so. I'm glad we did this one, though.
It was fun. It was fun.
It was fun. Nice.
It was a
good
fun action movie to come back to for action movies.
It's a good action movie. There's no denying it. Mm-hmm. And that my grievances are not anything to do with the movie, just with the lifestyle and choices.
And beards and just sweat.
And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with all this stuff. If you're into it, it's just not for me, okay? Enjoy your pit stains, you fuckers. does anyone have any alternate titles?
Got a couple.
Aaron's got some. Let's hear it.
Longfoot in McFace. Pow Pow Power Beer.
Yeah.
Mud Wrestling and Ass Paddling.
He paddles some ass?
Oh, yeah, man. He's like,
you gave him the chance.
Whoop ass beer. Open up a can of whoop ass. This little punch of mine, I'm gonna let it fly. And a man without beer.
Nice.
Anybody else? All right, this first one is just because it fits, not because I think it is. Star Trek Boringer. Boringer. Get it? Star Trek Voyager. Spiff. Spiff gets it. Spiff gets it. Freeze, Spiff. All right. Lone Gilf Dennis Quaid.
Oh. What?
Well, he's a grandfather I'd like to fuck. Dennis Quaid. Lone Gilf Dennis Quaid. All right. That was a good one, Aaron. Shut
that
the fuck
good.
Up.
I laughed. That was great.
David, I care, Adine. Because he cared.
We did.
That was a good one, too. Everybody laughed.
He cared when he
sold
that chest he was getting.
Oh. He cared about selling weapons? What?
How do I... There's used to be a we way...
A lot.
Hold on.
Wolf McTitties.
Hold on.
McTitties.
Wolf McTitties.
All right. Can I... There we go. When I want you guys to laugh, okay, from now on, all right. I will prompt you. Thank you. Okay. Let's do the recommendation before we move on to play a game. Yeah. AJ, would you recommend The Lone Wolf McQuaid?
I highly recommend it. It was probably one of the better action movies we've actually seen on this show.
Better than Air Panic.
I'm a little worried that we're going to get these foggy glasses because it's a fun action movie and all action movies are really fun and we have a good time. But I feel like this is going to be up front for movie of the year just because of that.
It's not running. It's not fast. I'm just saying it's not fast.
I know. But I know what happens. You know.
I know what happens. It's a rigged system.
Rodeo.
It's always a rigged system.
We
you guys
you
not
run,
remember
win
this
win
guy?
Here.
A true hero? Okay. Do we not remember a true
hair.
Hero?
He wins best hair, obviously.
Is that Owen Wilson?
Wow.
Wow.
Lindsay, would you recommend it?
Of course, yes. Very much so.
Biff.
Obviously, yeah. A lot of fun.
Rebecca.
Yep, definitely.
Aaron?
Of course. It was a blast.
It was a great time. Good movie. Lone Wolf McQuaid. It's definitely worth a watch if you haven't seen it, if you like action movies. Robert Zadar. Sad that he has not been chosen to be in one of these movies, but...
Give it time.
All right. Time to move on. Find the bumper and then play a game. Here we go.
Game time, baby.
Your theories are the worst kind of puppet, right? Your methods are sloppy and your conclusions are highly questionable.
Shall we play?
All right. So we are talking all about Texas Rangers for this game.
Not the TV show, right?
Nope. The actual ones. In what year were the Rangers founded?
1776.
That's what I was going to say. Oh, let me blow up that plaque a little bit
Texas,
more.
When was Texas made?
18.
When was Texas stolen? 16.
We fought for that.
1843.
When did it become a state after being a country for a while, right?
Yeah. Oh.
1800.
I feel like Hollywood's probably like majesticized this a little bit.
Is that a badass Texas
it really
Ranger?
Was. I'm going to say.
Just say it.
I'm going to say late 1700s.
Boy.
1912.
You were so fucking wrong, Adrian.
I know.
After all that.
You were wrong. You were so very
wrong. I'm just being ridiculous. I have no idea.
So AJ's not far off. It was 1823,
so it was still
part of Mexico when the Texas Rangers were founded.
They were like,
so, yeah,
this is ours now.
It wasn't a state yet, but there were still...
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense.
But they were created and we kept them.
Was it just the murder of the Mexicans?
Well, they started off being Mexicans and then we just adopted.
They're Texans, AG.
In what year was the first female ranger added?
2025.
2017.
1963.
Trick question. There's no female Texas Rangers.
It is 1993.
Wow.
And there she is, Wendy Wakeman. She also became the first to reach lieutenant as well.
Cool. Wow.
Good for her.
I don't think I'd look good in a hat like that.
How about that hat?
No. Is that Billy the Kid?
Early Rangers made how much a month?
$42.
$2.
Early Rangers?
Month. Yep.
They probably only made money on bounties and things and collected, so would it just depend on what they were doing? To like
Nope, they were getting an amount per month.
Really?
Yep.
$1.50.
I'm gonna say two pennies.
Pennies.
That they could box together.
Kind of you only get two pennies.
It's enough to live on.
Did they have suicide nets too?
Just need that working spirit, Chris.
Two pennies and a case of beer.
So they got $15 a month, but it was paid in land.
Oh,
that's a good deal. That sounds like a great investment. Yeah.
So that's equivalent to $350 today.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they just became
But what's the land worth
now? How much land do you get? All right, you get 6 inches by 6 inches.
You just sell them to the oil companies later, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, this is Texas land, so could be good. Which of these has not been named an honorary Texas Ranger? Chuck Norris, George H.W. Bush, John Wayne, or Troy Aikman?
John Wayne.
I gotta say Chuck Norris.
Troy Aikman. That's the football right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
oh, he's a Cowboys.
It's got to be Chuck Norris.
I think it's John Wayne.
I think it's Bush.
No, Bush is one, I think.
Bush is one.
But he's dead.
All right, fine. Troy Aikman, because he failed in the football pass.
Is he driving around in a reality TV show?
Troy Aikman?
I know everything about Texas Rangers and football.
So Chuck Norris is an actual Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
What's the nickname of the Rangers?
The Stars.
Is it Coyotes, Devils, Cacti, or Stars?
Stars makes sense.
Oh, gosh.
They said it in the movie. I don't know.
Star sounds pretty bad, but
we ain't naming ourselves any after any goddamn plant.
Cacti. It's not gonna be Coyotes. It's probably
Cacti because they're hard on the outside but soft.
Probably
on the
Stars.
They're moist on the inside.
Very moist on the inside.
But prickly.
Prickly on the outside.
Yeah. It is the Devils.
Oh,
nice.
Brand of the Devil.
Mm. Kind of lame. It's like
it's more Diablos.
Brand de los Diablos.
How many years has the longest tenured Ranger been serving?
Well, is that 70 guy?
Years.
He's a fucking statue.
Chuck Norris is still going, right?
Hundreds of years, probably. Let's just spiv on this podcast.
You're not allowed to retire, right? You just go until you're killed. So, back in the day, I would imagine.
65 years.
84.
It is 40 years.
That's it. Fucking
you have to. You have to serve in law enforcement for 8 years before you can become a ranger.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
What if you're like a security guard at like the McDonald's or some shit?
Probably not. Probably doesn't qualify.
I think you have to do that for like 32 years in order to. All right, that was the last one.
Nice.
Thanks,
wow.
America.
I didn't know any of that stuff.
Wow. Yeah.
There's because the way Hollywood portrays it is very different than what it is in real life.
This was real life, right? This is how you do things in Texas.
I mean, yeah, I think that's part of the problem. People think it is. And then they act it out.
Yeah.
It's the problem.
Have you been to Texas, AJ?
Yeah, I've been to Texas. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Self-perpetuating myth.
We good?
Sean's got a super chat there. I didn't know if he wanted to read it.
Oh, cool. Thank you, Sean. A cool Chuck Norris movie for the podcast would be Silent Rage. It's like Walker, Texas Ranger versus Frankenstein, Jason Voorhees. Okay, now
that sounds pretty cool. Yeah. We got to add that.
All
right, let's move on and do some listener feedback.
I suggest we read some listener feedback, sir.
Make it so, number one.
E-mess. You tiny little emails. You precious little emails. Where are you?
last week we checked out God Told Me To.
God Told Me To.
In the name
of. We featured a good game that Rebecca came up with where we had to guess people's age. And we were all horribly wrong.
Oh my gosh. That 15. One where they were 17.
Oh, what was that? Like,
what?
Yeah.
Sean Cavender expressed appreciation here. He says, Rebecca's games are great every week, but this episode's game was one of her best ever.
Nice.
Aww, wow, that's cool.
Good job, thanks. Rebecca.
What was it?
Oh, okay. Oh, God. Such a dick, Chris.
I'm sorry. I saw the bumper for Cougar Corner. I was like, man, I wish we could do that one again. That's fun. And then I
keep waiting,
sorry.
But it was a one-time thing, I guess. David Black says Spiv's premise hole was great, just like his previous. So,
AJ. Well, you two are gonna have to fight it like the enemy.
Yeah, we're gonna have the premise hole face off here.
Who's gonna be like the karate guy, and who's gonna be just the bar fight kind of guy?
I'll just run at AJ with a grenade.
Yeah, we can both die. I can't lose a fight, so.
AJ's sticking fingers places to undo the explosives.
We call this the Texas two-step.
Dave also, we talked about the arc that the people built down.
Oh, yeah.
Tennessee,
oh, yeah,
the...
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He says they also want to build a Tower of Babel attraction.
I don't know what that
if you know
is.
Somebody please explain to me why it's bad that humans learned languages and things, and then God said, "You shall not be smart." And then we praise.
Wait,
this
was God Gandalf? Because that was pretty close.
You reversed
God
it.
Off.
God progress.
You shall not pass.
The story, if I remember it correctly, which has been a long time, is that we used to all speak the same language.
Yes, that's what
and
it was.
And then we built a big tower to try to get closer to God.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm.
And he got upset, knocked it down, and then we all had different languages.
Mm-hmm. I had to
and
do something like that.
The dinosaurs.
Did we have to do something like that in middle school or something? Like build a tower as high as it could be or whatever? Or was no, it was a bridge. We had to build a bridge. That was in high school.
As high as it could be.
A bridge.
Yeah, it's a God. Build a bridge to Jesus.
He's about, 3 miles high?
A lot of popsicle sticks in there. Like,
and then the teacher got fired.
I need you to make this bridge 15,000 feet.
Depends where you live, I guess. Or promoted.
<Yeah. laughs> Dave also has some alternate titles. God Told Me to Touch It. A different movie. And The Extraordinary League of Extraordinarily Old-Looking Young Gentlemen.
That's great.
Paul says, God told me to tell you to subscribe and leave an iTunes review. Nice. It really helps out the show.
Good.
And Mike DeRosier was happy that we he picked a movie for us for a year that we hadn't done yet.
76? Is that what it was? We hadn't done
76. 76. Okay. The Bicentennial. And he also enjoyed us talking about hairy people in the 70s.
He's fucking hairy, okay? But yeah. Chuck Norris was pretty hairy in this, too.
Watch out. Yeah. Just saying.
A lot of chest hair.
Yeah, I wrote down hairy chest as one of my grievances. I don't have... I have a little bit of hair, but not that much. Or you would think I would have more for how bearded I am.
We'll keep
it. It wasn't just like his chest; it was
just all
like,
over.
It was just like everywhere.
He had
like
on
the Sean
a sweater
Connery thing going too.
That's great. Why he was so sweaty. He couldn't take his shirt off.
Mm-hmm. You had to keep it oiled like, with the beer.
Like it's like Velcro, like to his fucking shirt and stuff.
He had so much hair it like broke his falls in these fight sequences.
Like, yeah, his cushion. Ass is so hairy, so like when he falls on his ass, it's just like I'm on a pillow.
Yeah, well, that does it for our listener feedback from last week.
Fair.
If you want to fall on a pillow, leave a comment for this movie.
That was really good. Good
on our YouTube next week.
What the hell does that mean?
He doesn't know.
It's called an ending, Aaron.
He doesn't know.
I only do premises.
Oh, gosh, you want to fall on a pillow? I like it. Keep going. This is great.
I was done. The end.
Brought
Chris,
it home.
I think it's time.
It is time, guys. Spin the wheel. And it's not a Patreon wheel. So, let's
so
see.
We have to go back to
let's
bad.
See if we
Patreon
remember what we got.
Bonus one on?
I saved the Patreon bonus one.
Cool. Oh, look how small this movie
is.
Oh,
you only added one movie. Yes!
I will be here next week.
You guys are going to hate me.
AJ requested I added the new Guy Pearce movie, Disturbing the Peace, because it is some hot garbage.
It is surprisingly hot garbage.
It's got Devin Sawa in it as well.
Oh,
yeah.
It is looking crusty. Guys. He's looking a little crusty.
You're going to love me for this one.
I know, because I thought, yeah. All right, we got Witchcraft 4, which we're all looking forward to.
No.
Virgin Heart.
I like Half This Wheel.
Outpost Zeta, which is a 70s sci-fi thing. And Riot has Gary Daniels in it, so we're pretty much good to go here, guys.
Oh, this is a win. Win, win, win.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
I'm so happy right now.
Disturbing the Pierce.
Disturbing the Pierce.
This is amazing.
I'm going to be sick the next week.
You're actually going to like it. This is a new movie. Yeah, okay, guys. You're like let's check out the trailer for new movie on the Disturbing the Peace.
Don't make me shoot your partner.
You're running out of time! Three! Matt, stand down. Two! One!
You enjoy killing innocent people?
What bet did he lose?
I put a filter over this shit to get through the copyright, and I put it too dark, so it was hard to see shit. But it's just Guy Pearce.
It made a big difference.
Yeah, Guy Pearce blowing stuff up.
That trailer made the movie look way better. Oh my god, that movie trailer looked good.
Wait, you already watched this?
AJ, you
we started it.
We watched parts of. We didn't finish it. We started it.
Oh, you said this is terrible. We're turning it.
We
off.
Thought it was going to be legit. I was going to think it was going to be a legit movie, and I was shocked. I was shocked.
Well, there was CGI gunfire there in the trailer, so
that's always a sign of quality.
Yeah,
you're gonna love this. I'm telling you, everyone's gonna love this thing.
Yeah, except for you have to rent it if you want to watch it, or if you're one of these people. Has Stars. Does anyone actually subscribe to Stars?
Stars has their own
thing.
Everyone uses HBO.
I had HBO through Amazon, and then I went to watch it, and the app wouldn't load. And I was like, what the fuck?
Oh,
so I uninstalled it, and I couldn't reinstall it. I Googled
it.
Apparently, Amazon and HBO are no longer best friends.
Yeah, it's only HBO Max now.
Yeah, so you have to get HBO Max, which I didn't know. So lame.
I'll try my Comcast box.
Let me
just wind up my crank radio and see if I can get World of the Worlds. Oh boy!
You can set a red box, Aaron.
Who has a goddamn Stars login? Who has a Stars login?
I don't.
Sean does.
I don't want to rent this movie for $4, AJ.
Well, you get the free trial, guys. You get the free trial
for Lone Wolf McQuade.
Do the free trial and then cancel.
It says 99 cents for the first month. Not even free.
Yeah, do that and cancel.
John actually has Stars, for Christ's sake.
Stars, that's awesome.
All right, so that's what we're watching next week, Disturbing the Peace. It's a newer movie from 2019. You might have to start your Stars membership to watch it or rent it for $4. It's ridiculous. But that's what we're doing, okay? This was a fun time, and we enjoyed the Patreon timber. Thank you if you participated. If you didn't participate, like we said, there's still time to get on that Patreon wheel. Helps out the show. You get access to all the crap. I mean, the good stuff that we're putting out regularly on the Patreon, which is true. We just did the movie watch along on Friday. That was a lot of fun. We'll have a new date coming out for October.
What the hell did we watch?
Watch the archive of that. Something at Noon. Dead.
Oh, yeah. That was a great movie.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
I think I was there.
That was a lot of fun.
That you get access to Battlefield Earth, which is the bonus podcast every Monday covering Battlefield Earth 1 minute at a time. You get access to the pre-show, which is every week as well. 45 to an hour long talk about, I don't know, what we talk about this week?
Dead animals.
Pets. Pets.
Dead animals.
It was
pets' heads are falling off.
It was very weird.
It's uplifting.
Very
uplifting.
And is there other stuff?
There's always other stuff.
Oh, and the Slack. You get down the Slack, which is cool.
Slack is cool.
That's it. Patreon.com/Bad Movie Night Show. Next week, Disturbing the Peace, guys. It was a fun episode. We will catch you here next time. Goodbye. Oh, and join us live every Monday at 8:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's it. Okay, bye.
Bad Movie Night Podcast. 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 We hope you enjoy listening to Bad Movie Night.